All right.
Better now.
Good. Do you want to stay your, say your statement? How you want to proceed?
Which one?
Well, just this. So now, I mean, this is still, we're still in the items for discussion. Is this, so.
So if everybody's agreeable, I think based on the overwhelming amount of information, that we take some time to think about it and schedule a special meeting just to discuss this.
Yep, I do too.
Because I think I need to think about it and I need to go through all of these again.
Well, and I think now we have an idea by the voicing it.
Yeah, and I think.
What this means. When I looked at it.
It's so much information.
Was about, but I didn't, but now you know what they were talking about, so.
Okay. So if we're okay with that, then we'll just move on to the next.
Do you want to set a date right away?
Do you want to set it?
Do you want to look at calendars? I don't know how.
Do we do that in the action?
In the action.
Well, I would discuss it now, try to, that way the motion can include the date.
Okay.
You know, otherwise you have to get a motion for it a second, then discuss a date and then add it to the motion, so.
Okay.
I don't know how, if you're looking at next week right away, the week of the 4th is probably not a good.
The week of the 4th is probably not good, and then the following week we're.
1 week out from board.
1 week out from board.
From regular, which is still fine though. I mean, if you want to go the week of the 10th through the 14th, I mean, it's not a huge deal, but.
But I just don't want to get too far out from everything.
The presentations?
Yes.
Yep. So is next week better? How does next week look for you guys?
How does next week look on your calendar, Gary? Mr. Retirement. Is it full?
I got golf on Monday.
You have what?
Golf on Monday.
Well.
So could we do.
My Monday and Wednesdays are busy that week, but I can swing it. I just
will
miss three baseball games instead of one.
Could we do Tuesday?
Tuesday
the 27th.
Okay.
I'm wide open.
Tuesday the 27th, and you want to do it at like, we could order pizza.
Could order some pizza.
We could order pizza.
Yeah, whatever. Dinner and discussion.
5 o'clock.
5:00. 27th at 5 p.m.
Sure.
Okay.
So whoever makes the motion.
Yeah, just include it in the motion. Okay.
I'll buy pizza.
That saves you some calling, Danny.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. Item B. 2022-2023 budget revisions.
Sarah Jones will discuss those budget revisions. A budget summary of revenues and expenditures was included in your board packets. The stuff that was approved by the board.
Do we know the differential between those two, per se?
For?
That was as far as building maintenance and the.
I would have to go back and look and see.
Is this 500,000 of it building maintenance? And
I think buildings was like 200,000.
200.
So about half.
Yeah.
So for the special ed part, will we still get reimbursed?
Yes.
So we'll get some reimbursements back on that special ed portion, but only 30%.
And it's really, the biggest thing is because we did it July or August with moving those staff from CESA to Krivitz, and benefits and that kind of stuff, it wasn't budgeted for. So that, you know, we didn't have that in the planning. That's part of it. You know, why then it so had, it, we didn't have another way to.
We would potentially have this.
Budgeted in there.
It's budgeted in there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So we'll make the adjustments and make sure that it's budgeted in there. And then it's not, that won't, that's not going to be a recurring hit to the fund balance. That was a this year because we made that decision late.
Good?
Yes.
Good, everybody? C, administrative and support staff benefits, time off.
That
looks like this.
And that was included. Again, that first front and back is what you approved in October with changes. And then there were just a couple, three follow-ups to that. We talked about it at personnel negotiations. They were making that recommendation to follow it. Basically what it did is the admin support staff, which is just a handful of people, made their PTO vacation, what was vacation and sick time, make the same change as admin and year-round staff with a schedule for how they earn more. They're given right now, it's in contract when they're hired, and it's at that 3 weeks, and there's been nothing in writing on how they can earn more time off, more vacation. So this is a way to put it in writing. It'll be in a handbook versus just in the contract. So we make sure that we're monitoring that, and they're earning more of that vacation time or what will be PTO as they hit those 5-year anniversary, 10-year, 15-year. The second one is similar to making school year support staff, similar to what we did with teachers, with giving them the PTO days and the sick days. Currently, they have one personal day, and then they have the sick days per month, giving it to them at the beginning of the school year. So it's allocated out with the, if they leave, you know, and they used more than what their pro rate of how long they were here for a year, you know, they would, that would come out. Aides, paraprofessionals, those in the classroom.
The ones who only work on the days of school.
Yeah, that kind of followed the same as teacher schedules. They're only here when students are here. So those, that staff. And then the last one was just a little bit of a change with
incentive, yeah.
Yeah, an incentive for, you know, we gave teaching staff, and, you know, number two is the support staff there, but we gave them that 5 PTO days with the ability to use them in a school year, but yet we're still trying to incentivize good attendance and not having, you know, if they don't want to use those days, that there's some benefit there. So being able to cash those out, it would roll over to sick time if they choose, or if they have a healthy bank of sick time and they want to cash that out at just a substitute rate, they could do that. It's still saving, they're still, if they take the, it's not, I don't know how to explain it. We were talking about it during the meeting. Like they could get an incentive for not using all 5 days if they, you know, don't have plans to use them, but they don't need to bank them as sick time. They're going to just use them just because. And, you know, we'd rather have them in the classroom. And so if we give them some incentive to just say, if you're not, you know, you don't have something, a big family vacation planned, and you don't necessarily need to take those days off, we'll pay you for them to get that back, which was what we would have paid a sub to come in for that, you know, that day. So
the only change is that we're not going to have a set rate. We're going to put it at a current.
The wording of it will say current sub-pay rate and take out the, in case that changes.
Case
that way we don't have
that,
to change that language.
Change the handbook.
But
that's going to be a great motion when it gets made. All right, everybody good on that one? Hearing no objections. D, full-time food service position.
Okay, another topic that was discussed during the personnel negotiations meeting. We received a grant to start up a breakfast program at the middle high school. And so it covers the salary of a food service person to be the cook for that for 2 years. So we have that position that we will need to post, create and post. And then We also had a food service lunch room, a lunch worker that resigned, so we have to fill that position. Filling food service positions in recent years has been extremely difficult to get any applicants for. So the thought was, with needing a breakfast cook and a lunchtime helper, that we create a full-time position in order to try to get some candidates for that. Obviously, along with it comes benefits and such. There is some benefit there where the cook at the high school has talked about, is looking at retiring within the next couple of years, where we could, that person could then learn under that cook and then roll into that, would be the idea, because they would be the head cook for breakfast and then kind of a learning role.
At the moment, that is a position, just a 2-year position.
We haven't even created it yet, but no, ideally it wouldn't be a 2-year position. What it would be is the 2 years with the grant helps kick it off, and then the breakfast program is self-sustaining, and it would pay for that position with the amount of lunches that are, or breakfasts, excuse me, that are then served. It would be sustaining. The money is to kick that off. It's that initial cost. So there was some equipment purchase, some storage things purchased, as well as that salary that was part of, that was written into the grant, and that is covered that way.
And then are both of these positions combined?
Then we would combine them two into one full-time position.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking for.
And the person would be here from breakfast, preparing breakfast
through the lunch hour,
yep, as a full-time position.
Yes.
Any other questions? All right, Trap Team National Tournament. Food service increase to non-free and reduced meal pricing.
No, we're not there yet. We're still in discussion. That's an action item. Is it on there?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I don't have it on my notes. Okay. It's just that, hang on, let me find it here.
It's 10 cents, right?
Yeah, it's 10 cents for adult breakfast.
It's not in the notes.
It's on the...
It's in the...
It was a late add to the discussion, just to... we went back and forth whether it was going to be in discussion or just on action items. What it is the DPI has a formula that then goes through what you should be charging for lunch and breakfast based on their reimbursement rate. So looking at that and what their reimbursement rate will be is where we figure out what we need to increase. So it's 10 cents per meal for adult lunches, adult breakfast, and K-12 lunch and breakfast. And again, that is so that our food service can stay even.
Self-sustaining.
Self-sustaining. If we don't make that increase, the district has to pick up that difference. It's going to be in the red then. So I don't, any questions on that? Okay. Again, we were making it, we were going back and forth whether to put it in discussion. We just wanted to make sure in case there was some discussion or question on it, we had sufficient time to answer those. So,
okay, Trap Team National Tournament.
Oh, thank you for your patience, Mr. Kapiski. I'm not even going to give it an introduction. I'm going to let Mr. Kapiski talk because he's been so patient and sitting here for 2.5 hours. I'm not going to steal any of his thunder.
My
doing a good job so far.
Yeah, no kidding.
And liability, work-wise, we're all good, right?
Yep.
Yeah, the only work that we need to do is working with our insurance company on the drivers. Employees are covered, volunteers are not. So we have one for sure. He said, well, I guess Christy, his wife, is driving, but we'll work. We have some others that are volunteers that are paid coaches on staff and stuff. So we're just, once this approval, we'll work on making sure that we have that. But otherwise, as long as they're employees, they're covered. So
it's asking for the old
car. It's out of state. So yeah, basically what we're approving is the out of state travel for the team.
Yeah.
And the overnights.
Overnight and out of state.
So which they're
I guess I understand that.
Yep.
The question was more based on making sure that you were covered.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, our umbrella insurance covers it all. Yep.
Other questions? Good? All right. Thank you. Item scheduled for action, resignations.
Student Success Coordinator Dakota Londo has tendered her resignation as Student Success Coordinator. That's redundant.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number two, High School Student Council Co-Advisor.
Dakota Londo is also the Student Council Co-Advisor, so she's tendered her resignation as that position.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Gary.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. B, appointments, kindergarten teachers.
So we have the one, the second one, the interviews have happened, but we're not quite ready to move forward with another name. So the only one for approval tonight is Crystal Dorschner's recommended for approval as a kindergarten teacher.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Sunny, seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number two, we could add that to the agenda. We can add that to the agenda.
To the special?
To the special.
Okay, good idea.
Number two, part-time special ed secretary.
Carrie Weinbrenner is recommended for approval as part-time special education secretary.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Summer IT help.
Tegan Werner is recommended for approval as summer IT help.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number four, summer school paraprofessional.
Hannah Busick is recommended for approval as a summer school paraprofessional.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number five, volunteers and chaperones.
There's a list of volunteers and chaperones included in your packet. You may approve them individually or as a group. Those resolutions
are. The list of volunteers and chaperones be approved.
Motion by Chris. Seconded by Lyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. See, resolution for use of cash balance for 2022-2023.
Board is asked to approve a resolution to allow the use of the 2021-2022 cash balances to meet its obligations. This is done annually, and a copy of the resolution is included in your packet.
So I have to read the resolution, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing? Authorization for administration to use whatever cash is left in fiscal year 2022-2023 to pay any bills that may be coming in between now and the end of the fiscal year or after for services provided in the year 2022-2023. I need a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Gary.
Second.
Seconded by Lyle. And then a roll call.
Amy Grandaugh?
Yes.
Kayla Eide?
Yes.
Chris Heidingwell? Yes. Lyle Cherry?
Yes.
Gary Huck?
Yes.
Sunny?
Yes.
Grace. Mike Freibold, yes.
All right, moving on. D, resolution authorizing payment of obligations.
Board is asked to approve a resolution giving spending authority for the operation of the school district between July 1st, 2023 and the final 2023-2024 budget adoption at its annual meeting in August. This is done annually, and a copy of the resolution is included in your packet.
Per state statute 120.13 sub 33, during the period between July 1st, 2023 and the final adoption of a budget by the school board after the budget hearing under 65.90, to spend money as needed to meet the immediate expenses of operating and maintaining the public instruction in the school district. Need a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Chris. Second? Seconded by Kayla.
Amy Grandaugh?
Yes.
Kayla, aye.
Yes.
Chris Heidewell, yes. Lyle Sherry?
Yes.
Gary Huck?
Yes.
Sunny Grace?
Yes.
Mike Freiwald, absent.
All right. Moving on. E-2023-24 District Workers' Compensation and General Liability and Property Insurance Renewal.
Board is asked to approve the renewal for Workers' Compensation and General Liability and Property Insurance. A copy of that renewal premium is in your board packet. It is a large increase of $35,479 from the previous premium, the 2022-2023. The increase is due to current workers' compensation claims as well as rising property values.
Need a motion. Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny.
So before we move on, why are we not accepting the CM region proposal?
The coverage is different. What the actual coverage, especially under the umbrella piece of it, from when we met with the representative, that the coverage is much less.
Much less as far
of what
I see the commercial property
of what is actually covered in the in the general liability part of it. What is actually covered in there is a smaller amount of coverage. Like what things are actually covered. I'd have to go back to my booklet and I didn't grab it, but what those coverages, we met with the rep from it and went through both
even,
of them.
Even though they're for general liability, they're both $2,000 more in premium.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
I'm saying that wrong. Maybe it was the wrong.
There you go.
Thank you. No, this one. This is our full book. Let me pull the page. Well, okay. So obviously the educator's legal liability there was the umbrella is what I believe it was. If I'm now I'm trying to remember our conversation though, but I want to say it was that umbrella, even though it costs more, it was quite a less of what that umbrella actually covered. If I remember,
I mean,
do you remember? Sarah was in there with the conversation with me. Yep. It's just what they're willing to cover. It's not, I mean, it is apples to apples, like what will it cost for the same, but it's just what they're willing to actually pay out in
the
a
limits,
coverage.
Right? The limits of payment?
It might be, but I think, there's more things that if certain, and again, I have to think back to that conversation, if something specific happened, it wouldn't be covered under the CM region where it is covered under the EMC, under that
so
umbrella.
Your recommendation based on this interview with both companies is different.
Well, what it is their company, the M3 is kind of a broker, and they get the pricing and the stuff for both, and then say, this is what you've had, here's another option. We try to get something as close to what you've had so that you can compare it. And that's where the recommendation with the EMC, because of what the coverage actually holds.
So this recommendation came from an outside party, independent of the two insurers, that would be a better coverage.
Yeah.
Well, and if you look at changes in exposure, property values increased by 11%, which means that the, you have to cover 11% higher cost of property. You know,
I don't disagree with that, but I mean, from a premium standpoint, if they were willing to do the same amount of coverage for a lower premium, it would make more sense to go with that. But if they're not willing,
yeah,
right,
yeah, the and under his notes, there additional limits of liability are oh no, that's
I mean the workers' compensation by 17%. I'm assuming both of them have that included because that's what the workers' compensation rates fall into.
Right. Yep. Yep.
And that's why they're exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yep.
I think so. So the difference would be some of these other
categories
that
yep.
don't cover us as well.
Right.
Right.
With the other choice.
Correct.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Facilities assessment proposals.
I'll let someone make that motion as discussed earlier. I think we're looking for a motion to schedule a special board meeting on Tuesday, June 27th at 5 p.m.
Make that motion.
Motion okay. by Chris.
Seconded
by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. G, administrative and support staff benefits and time off.
Okay. I think we're looking for a motion to adopt the administrative and support staff benefits and time off as presented with the change in language on subpay for the teaching and school year support staff to, instead of listing the dollar amount, saying current subpay rate. Anything else?
No, Chad.
Okay, so that's what the motion we're looking for.
Or just say.
Or, yep.
I'll make that motion. I'll make that motion.
Okay.
So, motion by me. Who seconded it?
Gary.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. H, full-time food service position.
The board is asked to approve a full-time food service position as discussed earlier in the meeting.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Second by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. I, 2023-24, statutorily required lunch increase to non-free and reduced meal pricing.
Board is asked to approve the increase of 10 cents per meal for adult lunches, adult breakfast, and 4K through 12th grade lunch and breakfast prices. This increase is calculated through DPI calculations for meal reimbursement rates.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. J, 2023-24 WIA membership.
Board is asked to approve the district's 2023-2024 membership in the WIAA. The cost of the membership is $0.
Motion by Gary.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. K, Trap Team National Tournament.
Board is asked to approve the Trap Team's out-of-state and overnight trip to Mason, Michigan to participate in the national tournament.
Make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. L, 2023-2024 elementary and middle high school teaching staff lists.
Board is asked to approve the elementary and middle high school teaching staff list for the 2023-2024 school year. A copy of the teaching list is in your board packet.
Motion by Kayla, seconded by Lyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Future agenda items. Got none?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion by Kayla. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. We are adjourned at 8:44 p.m.